So, good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining. Today, I'm going to try something a little bit new. You know that I like trying new experiments. So, today will be a bit different. Basically, I have asked you to launch this audio feed around 10 minutes before the actual start of the ride. I hope you've done it, otherwise you can scroll up directly to 10 minutes and start so that it can be in sync with your workout. But basically what I wanted to do today is get into your head a little bit earlier than usually, namely 10 minutes before the start of the ride, to make sure that you're all prepped mentally for what's coming up. And this recording is valid for today, but it can be used for many other workouts, including running, by the way. The first 10 minutes really apply to, or could apply roughly to running too. So the first thing I'm asking you to think about is, you know, as we do very often, is why did you wake up this morning? Why did you put the alarm and get ready while you could very well have stayed in bed or have a leisurely, lazy breakfast with your partner if you have one? Instead of that, you have to get ready for a little bit of suffering. Or a little bit of pain at least. Suffering is optional, but pain is almost compulsory. If there's no pain, that means that you're not doing it right. So the first thing is, why did I wake up this morning? I mean, what is my driver today? I mean, deep down, you know, we never ask ourselves these questions really deeply, because we live on a automatic pilot and we train just like we do the rest of our life, mostly in our automatic pilot. But this is a question that is, as I said many times, is key. Is what is your why? Why are you showing up day in, day out? Why are you going through this little bit amount of pain? What are you looking for exactly? So I'm not asking you to have the answer right now, and I'm asking you just to come to the workout with a little bit more presence that you might do otherwise. And maybe have some kind of why, even if it's superficial. Something like, I just feel better after, you know, something like that. Or I love this kind of workout that is on the plan today. Or I know there are going to be other people with me on Swift or on Trainer Road or whatever. Or just, you know, it's just what I do. This is who I am. It's part of my identity. Anyway, so always, I recommend that you always come with your full presence, and a good way to do it is to start by asking yourself why you're coming this morning. Now, to be more precise, you know, you should also probably look at the workout before and decide where you want to excel, what is the type of workout that is on the plan, and what you expect from it. So maybe it's a little bit more strength, because you know you have a big engine, but you don't have a lot of strength, for example. So you're very aerobically fit, but not so strong. Or maybe on the contrary. You have a lot of strength, but your lungs burn very quickly and you want to improve that. Or you want to be able to ride faster and more efficiently in a fat-burning zone. So just have a look at the workout and see what you're looking for today. And while you're getting prepared, switching on Swift and your trainer, I want you to monitor your breathing. And for 1 minute, I will just stop talking, and I'd like you to stop whatever you're doing and just focus on your breathing. So you just, you know, stand, stop everything, and breathe. And breathe slowly, and especially the exhalation should be really long. So a lot of studies say that exhalations send a message to your brain that everything is cool, everything is okay, you're going to be fine, you're in control. And for the swimmers among us, you know that if you don't exhale, obviously you won't go very far. But also, if you exhale well, the sensation of pain will diminish tremendously. So I'm going to shut up now and just want you to breathe for 1 minute. Alright, so you should feel more relaxed and more present. I know you didn't expect me to ask you to stop everything and for 1 minute. Maybe actually created some anxiety because you haven't switched on Swift, or you still have 1 million things to do before you jump on the bike. So I'm sorry about that. But if you manage to do it, you should feel much more relaxed now and much more ready to start the workout. So another thing you need to think about, obviously, is to make sure that you're fully prepared. And, you know, have your nutrition and your gear perfectly set. So what I say is obvious, but as you may know, there's nothing more annoying than having started a workout and having to stop for something. So some people have lists, some people just have confidence on their ability to get prepared, because it's always the same. But like, for example, sometimes I do have issues with the electronic part. So if I want to put some music or something like that, and I use a new some kind of earrings, earpods or something like that, that doesn't hold well, then they fall, and that's because I didn't try it before, and then I have to lean and get it back, and then I lose the grip on Swift. So there's all these minor things that can really annoy you during a workout. So preparation has its importance too. And obviously, the more mistakes you do during the preparation, the less you will do during races. And that's also why we train, to make mistakes in training. So you're jumping on the saddle now, or maybe you're already there, and this is actually starting now. So the first minute is usually just to get going, and you get your first feedback about how you're going to feel today. It doesn't take half hour to know what kind of training you have today. Personally, it's pretty striking when I go swimming, for example. I manage to know within 10 seconds if this is going to be a good day or not a good day. It's just like, okay, do I feel the water the way I normally do? It's not as obvious for riding, but sometimes I just feel like I have so much power in the glutes. I can feel that I'm really riding, you know, in circle, effortlessly. So it's a good timing to assess. Now, obviously, things can change during the workout, and they do change. But it's interesting to be in sync with your body and your emotions. And by the way, if you feel that this is going to be a bad day, observe your emotions and remember that, you know, it's not because you have a bad feeling that it has to drive the outcome. You know, you're stronger than your feelings. You can just let them go and give a chance to the reality, to what's going to happen, you know. You can perfectly undercut any chance to have a good workout if you keep thinking that this is a crap day. Then, yes, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. It will be a crap day. But if you have that feeling that it is going to be a not so good day, and just let it go of this thought and just focus on, you know, what's really actually happening, then maybe you'll end up having a good day. So the warm-up is a good moment also to do some kind of body scan. It can be very well regimented, or it can be very informal, but it's good to check if your glutes are working well, if your feet are turning around, as I said. But also, you know, sometimes there's some stiffness in your back. I have two kinds of stiffness in my back personally. So the lower back would be like I feel like completely stuck with no mobility, which doesn't really impede me to ride okay. But the issue is if I don't move it too much, I mean, if I don't move it at all during the workout and I just end up using the same muscles all the time, then I can have a lower back pain later in the day. Another thing I observe is, for some reason that I still haven't quite understood, is sometimes my shoulder blade, behind my shoulder blade on the right side, it's stiffer than on the left side. And that can annoy me a little bit. So I like to, because we're on the trainer, you know, to stand, leave the handlebar for a while and stretch my back in to the right and to the left. So I grab my saddle with the opposite hand and I twist in both sides. And warm-up is a good moment to do that. So if you want to do a body scan in a more structured way, you should usually we start with the feet. Start by feeling the feet. And then you go up and you make sure that your legs are actually running in circle. Once you make sure that you are actually pedaling around, then you go a little bit more up. And you make sure that you're not using your quadriceps too much, but that you are actually using your glutes. You should also check your cadence, or actually it's even better if you try to feel it and check that it is in line with the figure you have on Swift. guessing your cadence is a very, very good skill. Very useful in races, especially when your electronics collapse in the middle of the race, which tend to happen more regularly than what we would want it to happen. So then, as I said, you start trying to feel your back, and then your shoulders. You know, a lot of people ride very hunch. I mean, if you can play that game, I always do, especially when I'm in France and everybody's going slow on a hill, so you have more time to observe. And you see the people who are literally their head has are completely I don't know, buried between their shoulders, and they are all tense, and you can see even their arms are tense. And well, good cyclists tend to be much more relaxed than that, obviously. So try to analyze and feel if you're really tense on the upper body or relaxed. Now, there's a wonderful technique that you may want to use. I am not sure it's very easy to do it on the bike. It's anyway easier to do on the bike than swimming or running. I mean, on indoor bike is, you know, you can, and sorry if it sounds a little bit like false science and all, but you know, I'm with this. The things I try sometimes is I'm very borderline pseudoscience. But anyway, if you use your breathing and try to somehow push it inside your body towards an area that hurts, it can really help, or that hurts or that tense, it can really help release that tension. So let's do a little game, a little experiment, and take a big breeze, and try to feel it getting all over your body and all over your inside, down to your feet. And another, on the next inspiration, try to picture your breathing expanding your chest and relaxing your shoulders. Just to convince you that there is a little bit of science behind that is I did an experiment once in a mindfulness training that was pretty incredible, and you can do it on your own after that. Is we were just sitting or standing, I don't really remember, with the two arms in front of us, and we were asked to picture that our breathing was actually going all along or through our arms. And down to the fingertips on one side. So, for example, the left side. The left side, if you're a right-handed person, which is my case. And that for 2 minutes. And then we would put the two ends one against the other, and we would see that the left one was slightly bigger than the right one. And you know, it's easy to explain. It's just that through our concentration, we actually probably sent more blood to the left hand than to the right hand. But I can prove you that with your mental strength and your mental focus, you can actually send more energy, more blood, and more oxygen toward a certain part of your body, which can imagine as an athlete can be a very useful tool, especially if you're in pain or if you're getting really tense. Like the ability to have some control on some part of your body without doing anything. You know, I'm not talking about stretching, I'm not talking about, you know, stopping and stretch your quads or whatever. No, I'm talking like you can still do what you do. You can still ride. You can still run. You can, and but you can somehow divert some energy specifically on certain part of the body. So I'm inviting you again to take a few breathing. And picture the breeze traveling through your body into something where it's not supposed to be, you know, because obviously if we think about the lungs, it's quite normal. So for example, into your left foot. Imagine that you're breathing to your left foot. And imagine also something more crazy, which is actually inhaling from your left foot and feeling the breathing traveling through your leg. So there's a lot of small exercises that you can do during a warm-up like this one. It does work as well, if not better, if you're fully rested, but I just wanted today to make a little bit of introduction on this practice, which is actually just a way to make sure that you are more present and more in tune with your body, with all your body parts, because we tend to be blind and deaf to the signal that the body sent, and when they send a signal that is not nice, we usually don't have many weapons to fix things. Anyway, so I will let you here continue your workout for once. I won't go until the end. And I'm just asking you to remember what I said and to focus on certain areas. You know, you can continue doing some body scan in an informal or in a formal way. And remember when you're in pain that, you know, remember your why you came today, and try to be present, fully present. And enjoy the ride. Talk to you next week. Bye all.